7704. There's a guy that I just dropped off my customers. I'm trying to take my damn break, and I had the doors open, and he comes up here. I was like, no, man, like, I have 15 minutes. And he starts kicking shit, gets in my face, calls me a fucking cunt, and he's just out here ranting and raving and hitting shit.
Okay, I really need you to watch your language. I understand if somebody's swearing at you, maybe you want to use a quote, but otherwise, please don't use that kind of language on the air. This is, need to be a professional line. So we can get somebody up there to help you out. Do you have a description of this person?
Okay, well, he's using more swear words, and he just kicked a glass, and he broke the door. He's, I don't know, 60s, longer gray hair, white male, I don't know. Can't really tell height because he wasn't inside. He's wearing a gray sweatshirt, camo pants, and blue shoes and a black shirt.
All right, copy that. If you're able to pull away to where you're safely on the other side of the layover, that's fine. You can make a left turn on that little, there's a little access road back to Lagoon, and you can park over there if you're more comfortable. I understand that the glass on the bus window door is broken. Is it just spiderweb, or is it broken through?
It's spiderweb, but no, I don't feel comfortable here, and I'm not sure where exactly the layover is on the other side.
Okay, well, do you know where that stop is on Lagoon and Anchor before you make your left turn onto Anchor?
I think so. I don't, this one doesn't actually stop there, so I would just go left at the light and then turn up there.
Okay, you don't want to go left at the light. That's the stop I'm referring to yet. You don't actually stop there. Some 72s do and the 85s do. I was just making sure you knew where that stop was. So it's just prior to that. It's technically a no parking zone, but under the circumstances, if you need to get away from him, that's completely understandable, and I will let you go over there. But the left turn is just past where you are now, just past the 7-Eleven. There's a little, it kind of curves around and goes back to the other direction. It should be the first left that you could make.
Okay, he just crossed the street after he said, I will kill you, B. I want to go home now. I'm done for the day.
And that's completely understandable. I just want you to wait there for a few minutes for a supervisor. We're having him come up there and help you out. Keep your doors shut. If he's walked away, it might be best just to stay there, if that makes sense. So let's go ahead and just wait there. Which direction is he walking?
He's heading across the street toward the, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, Daimler building, not the 8, not the really tall one, but to the left on, I guess it's still Chanel and Anchor.
Okay, and you can still see him, correct?
No, not anymore. There's like a bunch of trees and bushes.
All right, copy that. I'm going to call police for that since he did vandalize your bus and everything like that. And I understand this is really stressful, so I am going to ask you if you're doing okay. I understand you want to call it a day. I completely understand that, but I just want to make sure you're not physically hurt. You don't need any medical or anything like that, correct?
Correct.